Confronting images of Queensland women that landed in the wrong hands. That's thousands, all accessible online via a sick pornography ring.
An online folder containing hundreds of leaked pictures of naked Perth women and school-aged girls has been shut down by police for the third time this year.
In February this year, hundreds of young Perth women and schoolgirls had their naked pictures uploaded onto a Google Drive and shared on social media.
So it's like Google Files thing, and it got leaked onto Facebook, and that's how people that I knew started seeing it, because obviously it got sent around everybody's timelines and whatnot. People with Android phones got hacked, and that's the way they got the photos or whatever. I'm not really sure, because there's people on it from like Queensland, like multiple states.
Tehrani, just one of the victims of the leak, says the drive was eventually taken down, but the pictures had already been seen by many of her peers.
A lot of people screenshot it kind of thing, or messaged me saying like, hey, you know that you're on this. And most of the comments I got were, are you okay? They were pretty supportive, but I reckon if I was still high school age, the outcome would have been a lot different.
In high schools, sharing or posting nude pictures of another person is used as a tool for bullying or humiliating that person. Cybersecurity expert Susan McLean says this is a concern, as anyone who takes, sends or shares nude pictures of a minor is in fact breaking the law.
In every state and territory in Australia, other than Victoria, it is breaking the law. I read an article that someone put out recently about teaching kids how to send nude photos safely. There is no such thing, and you can't teach them to safely commit a crime. That's stupid.
McLean says telling teenagers to simply stop taking these pictures is not going to work as a deterrent.
Just telling kids no for anything doesn't work. So we've got to be mindful of saying just don't do it. Well, that's not going to be palatable to young people.
Instead, she suggests that we educate teenagers on all of the risks involved with taking, sending and sharing nude selfies.
Any education that kids get in relation to this has to cover social and emotional consequences, all the potential outcomes, and absolutely categorically must encompass the law and the reality of the fact that if you are convicted, you will be a registered sex offender.
Senior lecturer for Internet Studies at Curtin University, Tama Lever, says that consent is also an important part of the discussion surrounding nude pictures.
Consent is part of this discussion, and I think we need to have a much clearer and longer conversation about exactly what's going on in those instances. I think that should be embedded into health and sexual education throughout the secondary curriculum.
One of the main issues surrounding the sending and sharing of nude pictures is society's evident double standard when it comes to boys versus girls. Tehrani says when a boy has his nude pictures leaked, it is received far differently to when it happens to a girl of the same age.
When theirs get leaked, even like other boys and other guys just have a laugh like, oh, you're a dickhead, mate, laugh it off like a joke. Whereas if girls send it and they like, you know, get caught out, they're shamed by not only other girls, but guys as well, even though they were the ones that were asking for them.
Tehrani says whilst boys are the ones asking girls for nude pictures, they are often quick to judge and label girls once the images have been leaked.
They're receiving them, they're asking for them, and when we get exposed to other people, they call us sluts and other names like that.
Dr. Lever says that young men are even encouraged by their peers to share nude images as a form of sport or accomplishment.
The main thing that needs to be reinforced is that this is a double standard, that we live in a culture where in a private boys' school, this is almost like a rite of passage, rah-rah, whereas in a private girls' school, this is a culture of shame.
Shannon Crosby, Curtin News.